The essence of all of the sacred instructions that I have already read for you, this is Changchub Lamdun, and also the Madhyamika practice, and also Madhyamika Yentong practice. All of these, the essence is actually the practice of the nature of mind, the essence of everything. It all boils down to this. And especially, I give you example with Yentong. Lots of people, not a lot, but some people might think the Yentong is a difficult view to understand. It is definitely not difficult at all, because I give you a simple example. Prince Siddharth, before he sat beneath the Bodhi tree and attained enlightenment, Vajrayana will say Prince Siddharth attained enlightenment long time back, but in this life manifested as the Prince Siddharth and attained enlightenment. And then Theravada will say Prince Siddharth was just a prince, and then he renounced the kingdom, and he practiced the Dharma, and he attained enlightenment. So that is literally explaining like that. But it is comes down to the same thing. Anyway, Prince Siddharth, before sitting under the Bodhi tree and attaining enlightenment, he is not Buddha. After sitting under the Bodhi tree and attaining enlightenment, then he is Buddha Shakyamuni, not Prince Siddharth. He is Buddha Shakyamuni. And what is the difference between before and after? Before enlightenment, then one have all the lifetimes and eons of defilement, karma, and then habits, and all kind of things. And these are very much real, very real. Because for us, example, if our lunch is 1 hour late, we feel hungry. It is real. You know, if we don't come to the dining hall on time, the cook is worried that some food will get cold and some food will get burnt. And it is real. It is real. But ultimately, everything is illusion. Everything is like a dream. Everything does not really exist. So now, before enlightenment, the Prince Siddharth supposed to have all of that, duality and everything. And after enlightenment, he is free from all of that, because they are not real. So yen means that, those things that are not real, that are illusion, that are obscuration. So that is, tongpa means empty. So that is the yen and tongpa. Now, what happened when he attained Buddhahood was his primordial wisdom he fully realized. And that primordial wisdom is not a composed existence, not like wood, not like diamond, not like body, not like voice. So therefore, it is dumache, in Tibetan dumache. Duche means something that exists because of so many things come together. Dumachepa means it is not like that. So the Buddha nature, the primordial wisdom, is dumachepa. And so that is realized by him. So that is what makes Prince Siddharth Buddha Shakyamuni. And then after that, then Four Noble Truth manifest. After that, Prajnaparamita manifest. After that, many sutras, and then many tantras manifest. Actually, tantras manifest sometimes before, sometimes after, sometimes in between. There's no fixed relative time for the tantric manifestation, because Prince Siddharth, from the tantric point of view, Prince Siddharth himself when he attained enlightenment. All the Buddhas of all direction, you know, equivalent of Buddha, equivalent amount of Buddha, equal to the number of the grain of sand of River Ganges, manifested from all direction, and he was empowered, and he got the empowerment, and then the tantric empowerment, highest tantric empowerment, and then he attained Buddhahood. So this is the Vajrayana way to understand. And anyway, the essence is he attained enlightenment. So Yentong means that. Now, why we try to purify ourselves? Because our ultimate essence is pure. If our ultimate essence is not pure, then what is the point of purification? What is the, there's no meaning. The word is just a kind of, nonsense, you know? There is an ultimate essence which is primordial, pure. Therefore, we can purify. I give you a very dualistic example. If there is a very beautiful piece of diamond, and which is covered with all kind of dirty things, then you wash it, you clean it, and then the pure diamond will prevail. So that is purification. If there's nothing pure inside, then it is like a ball of dirty thing. You wash it, then nothing will come afterwards, because there's nothing inside. From outside to inside, all dirty. Therefore, you just wash, it gets smaller and gone. So therefore, there's so the definition of purification is the essence is pure. And so that is the real definition of Yentong. Of course, philosophically speaking, there's so many books and so many philosophical arguments, dialectic debates, all kind of terminologies to describe it. But I'm describing it to make you understand. So it is not difficult things to understand at all. And so that is what Yentong means. And there's an entire text here teaching about the practice of the Yentong. And now, final thing, that is the example with the teachings on the Madhyamaka meditation. There is a lot of Jigam and also lots of Njogam. So it is two kind of meditation. And with my limited vocabulary in English, I will use Jigam, the contemplation, and Jogam, meditation. But I could be wrong, but that's how I relate to these two different terminologies. Because Jigam means philosophically you are thinking through how everything is empty, you know. And so this way then you understand, and you're going through step by step. So that is Jigam. For example, when we say refuge, I take refuge in Buddha, then I take refuge in Buddha, you know. So you say it and you think about it, so that is Jogam. And Jogam is once you confirmed, then you just remain in it. That is Jogam. For example, like once you recognize your nature of mind, then you just remain in it. And previously, when you say it very loud, your mind sort of went blank for a few seconds. And so you just remain in that state. That is Jogam. Jogpa means remaining. Jepa means like analyzing. So Jogam and Jogam. So that is very much part of the Madhyamaka practice. And of course, every other practice also have both Jigam and Jogam. And I think that will somehow roughly cover the particular sacred instruction text that you have received.